These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a federal freeze of education funding impacts schools across Georgia. Georgia's first ever women's sports bar opens its doors. And an Atlanta man is one of the first to be treated with a new medication for Alzheimer's disease.
I didn't expect to feel better. I expect not to feel worse. I do feel more focused than when I was diagnosed.
Today is Monday, July 7th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Georgia Department of Education is calling on the federal government to send promised federal funds for schools and after-school programs. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
State School Superintendent Richard Woods said in a written statement that already approved federal funds need to be released to the states so that, quote, we can ensure the success of our students. After school providers in Georgia have not received the $41 million promised to them in federal grants after the 21st Century Community Learning Centers, or CLCC grant, was frozen by the Federal Department of Education. States typically receive funding on July 1st. The Trump administration has proposed ending the grant altogether for 2026 as it continues to scale back the U.S. Department of Education. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Two leading Democrats in Georgia's 2026 governor's race report collecting $1.1 million each in early fundraising. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she loaned her campaign $200,000 and collected $900,000 from donors. State Senator Jason Estevez says almost all his money came from donors. The reporting period covers February 1st through June 30th. Both totals surpass early Democratic fundraising in recent governor's races. A Democrat hasn't won a governor's race in Georgia since Roy Barnes in 1998. Estevez is emphasizing support from fellow Democrats, while Bottoms highlights her name recognition and popularity as key advantages. Early voting in a Democratic runoff for a seat on the Georgia Public Service Commission began today. Keisha Sean Waits and Peter Hubbard are vying for the party's nomination for the District 3 seat on the five-member regulatory commission. There will be 1 week of early voting starting today. The election is July 15th. Low turnout is expected as only 2.5% of voters turned out in the June primary. Residents of an Atlanta homeless camp have until Thursday to find a new place to live after the city announced a coming sweep. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports advocates are trying to negotiate.
Old Wheat Street residents are still grieving the death of Cornelius Taylor, who was killed by heavy equipment during a sweep in January. Advocates and remaining residents submitted an alternative housing proposal to the city. They say the city did not respond. Timothy Franzen is part of the Cornelius Taylor Coalition, advocating for the unhoused. He says old Wheat Street residents lost trust in the city.
What we have is this whack-a-mole approach of destroying an encampment, putting people into temporary housing, only to see them back in the street days or weeks later, with less property and more desperate.
The city says it's reached out to all the residents of the encampment to offer housing options. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The number of people living without homes in Augusta has more than doubled in the past year to nearly 1,100. That's according to a January count made public last month. Naomi Stanton of Gap Ministries works closely with a shelter that has five family rooms. She attributes the shocking numbers partly to Hurricane Helene.
All five of those rooms have consistently been full for several months. And again, a lot of that has to do with what we experienced September 27th.
She also says it has to do with more accurate counting and larger economic concerns. A South Korean battery recycler is the latest company to cancel plans to invest in Georgia as the federal government pulls back on support for clean energy. Sung-il Recycling Park told state officials in 2022 that it planned to build a $37 million facility to employ about 100 workers in northeast Georgia's Stevens County. Local officials say the company told them the project was stalled in April, months before President Trump's policy-setting budget bill was signed into law last week. The head of the local development authority says the agency is now in the process of buying back the land in an industrial park in Toccoa and is confident the site will attract a future investor. Governor Brian Kemp has tapped the state's chief medical officer to lead the Georgia Department of Community Health. Former Bainbridge State Senator Dr. Dean Burke practiced obstetrics and gynecology for 27 years. Kemp said today he'll succeed Russell Carlson as DCH commissioner, overseeing the agency that runs Georgia Medicaid and Peach Care for Kids, among other programs. Carlson is leaving state government for a position in the private sector. An Atlanta man is among the first being treated with a new medication designed to slow the progression of Alzheimer's. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
78-year-old George King was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 18 months ago, but he says his symptoms have improved since he started taking transfusions of Leqembi nearly a year ago. Alzheimer's is a degenerative disease of dementia. King says, other than short-term memory problems, he feels cognitively sharper.
I didn't expect to feel better. I expect not to feel worse. I must say, I do feel more focused than when I was diagnosed.
King says he believes his continued travel and new experiences are also helping his brain fight decline. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The Georgia Department of Natural Resources has launched a pilot program to put whole sounder feral hog traps in the hands of those who are already killing them in large numbers. A sounder is a family group of hogs. Charlie Kilmaster is the state deer biologist with Georgia DNR. He says these traps can catch whole sounders at once. He says they'll give away 5 whole sounder traps each quarter for the next year.
And it's the people that are doing the most work are the most eligible to win, the more likely to win these traps. And so what we're doing is we're putting, you know, quality equipment in the hands of the people that are willing to do the work.
Georgia DNR says feral hogs are an invasive species that can cause extensive damage to native flora and fauna, agricultural crops, livestock, forest regeneration, and the environment. The first window for killing these hogs closes on September 30th. Reporting rules are at georgiawildlife.com.
When a massive chemical fire erupted at the biolab facility in Conyers, thick smoke filled the air, forcing evacuations. But for many, it wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't be the last. I'm Pamela Kirkland. In GPB's new podcast, Manufacturing Danger, The Biolab Story, I investigate what caused the fire, the response, and what it means for Conyers residents today. Listen at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcast.
Two fishermen in southeast Georgia's Glynn County managed to catch a 400-pound fish last month off the coast of St. Simon's Island. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
When Robert Turbury and his friend Seth Silverstein went out on a fishing trip, their plan was to haul in a shark. They dispatched a drone to drop their bait some 300 yards from the shore, and as Silverstein recalls,
after about an hour, that reel took off and fun began.
Turbury reeled in the line all by himself with no motorized assistance.
It's just basically straight work. I haven't ever experienced anything that has a strength like that does.
The Goliath grouper is a federally protected species, so Turbury and Silverstein made sure to take a photo with the 400-pound fish while it was still in the water and then release it. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne.
An Atlanta bar owner has opened Georgia's first ever women's sports bar. Jolene Jolene, named after the Dolly Parton song, shows women's sports on 5 screens. Customers can expect the usual sports bar fare, burgers, wings, and alcohol, while watching some of the city's women's sports teams, including the WNBA's Atlanta Dream and Pro Volleyball's Atlanta Vibe. Owner Chelsea Fishman is a lifelong soccer player whose college athletic career led to a job in marketing at a women's sports apparel company.
I love to watch sports with other people. And, you know, it's fun to go to bars and it's, you know, for like college football games and like that kind of thing. And I wanted to have that same kind of experience for the women's sports that I like to watch, but it was hard to find that.
Jolene is partly inspired by a similar bar in Portland, Oregon, the Sports Bra. The new bar takes over a space formerly occupied by an Asian restaurant in Pullman Yards, a historic rail depot transformed into an arts and entertainment complex. And Braves outfielder Ronald Acuña Jr. has been named a starter for next week's All-Star game at Truist Park. It'll be his fifth All-Star start. Braves first baseman Matt Olson has been named as a reserve infielder, and pitcher Chris Sale was named an All-Star as a player-elected pick. It'll be his ninth All-Star game. Atlanta will play host to the best players in baseball on Tuesday of next week for the first All-Star game in Georgia since July of 2000. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. We hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, check out gpb.org/news. We're always posting new stories there. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we're going to be back in your podcast feed tomorrow afternoon with all the top stories from Georgia. And if there's something we're missing, something we should know about, please let us know. We love news tips. Send them to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.